This comes from our inhumanity. This comes from not loving every gesture, every thought, every act, every feeling that is not love leads to this. This is what it is. And it's a bigger expression of it as we've had in these last years, or smaller expressions, but every generation expresses this. And it's not loving ourselves. Therefore, we can't love those who are close to us, and that includes human beings, all creatures, and then it gets in the education system, which is so inhumane and so stupid, and into all the systems, and all the economic systems, and agricultural systems, everywhere you look, it's really a lack of love. So, inshallah, the dervish path is love, and the dervish life is love, and to bring love back, inshallah, this is what is going to prevent these disasters in the future. I mean, these prayers teach us how to pray. You know, the weird teaches us how to pray. The prayers of the Prophet teach us how to pray. So we pray using the divine names, using the divine attributes. And by calling on Allah through the attributes, then we also invoke those, and then that becomes, you know, part of what we are asking for. So if we ask for Allah to be kind and generous, we're going to use most kind one, most generous one. If we want Allah to forgive us, we say, oh, all-forgiving one, the one who forgives all. Allah forgives everything. Everything, Allah has said. Everything. Only one thing it's said, and that's always that little, feels like a grain of sand, except for shirk. But that makes total sense, because who can truly call on Allah if you don't believe in Allah? You know, if you don't really focus entirely on that one single, alone, all-encompassing being, calling itself by all the beautiful holy names, and calling itself Allah and Rahman, all-merciful, all-forgiving, then that's called shirk, if you don't believe in that one. If you have shirk, you believe, oh, there are many powers. So how can you ever ask that one truly for absolute forgiveness? So Allah wants us to come to that place of singularity. And sometimes, often, in fact, Allah brings us there through misery, through suffering, adversity, sickness, you know, trials. And these are the mercy, because they bring us to that place where we are at the bottom. You know what AA calls, what's it called? I think the bottom.
Rock bottom.
The rock bottom, beyond which there is no bottom. And there is that opening. There our hearts open to God. Alhamdulillah. We've dedicated our weird and our zikr tonight to, you know, the victims of tragedies and misunderstandings, and to the Sharif and Ahmed and Hasna in France who were involved in those tragic events, and then to the people, both the victims and perpetrators now in Pakistan, and I must say to the people all over, I mean. But, you know, also the people in the Syrian prisons. I don't know if anyone read the Amnesty International.
Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
It's hell. I mean, really, this is hell. It does exist. It exists right here. So we have to pray for them. But already it's great that the news got out. No, people know about it. That always starts the repercussions. So, alhamdulillah. Only love will transform the darkness. And so remember that you are inheritors of divine love, each of you. And therefore, this is part of our work. This is the bees. You know, what do the bees do? The bees don't go out and, you know, go fishing, or they don't chop wood, or they don't build houses. The bees go and collect nectar and make honey. So, of course, we do all those other things that we do as earthly beings, as we must, as Allah said to Adam and Eve, you know, now you will survive by the sweat of your brow. But our main function is making the honey. So really keep making the honey, and keep making the honey in your heart, and try to just keep striving for that, remembering that that's your primary responsibility. Alhamdulillah. And don't get discouraged, because the chief executive rebel likes to make us feel discouraged and despair. It says that's what he inspires. So, inshallah. I better seal my mouth now. I kind of get that feeling. Okay. Good. So, Allah, we dedicate this zikr tonight, as we've said, to the victims in Pakistan and the perpetrators, both, because they're all victims, really. To Dina's, the subjects of Dina's documentary. She's working now currently on a documentary on the one who actually shot Charlie Hebdo. Is that right? His name is Sharif.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, and the one who was the Muslim brother, who was a policeman, who was also killed by him, called Ahmed. And by the woman who was somehow involved in the big, also shooting in the concert. How much later? A year later? Or
10 months later.
10 months later. Yeah. So she is actually investigating their families and looking into the roots of how these things come about. How one child will evolve into a policeman, and who's strived all his life, helped his mother and his younger siblings all his life. They both had the same tragedy. Their fathers died about the same time. Isn't that amazing? And one went this way and the other went that way. And she's looking at this to bring it out so we can contemplate these things as a human family and try to then understand people better, and hopefully become more intelligent, more compassionate, and inshallah, build a society where everyone is welcome and loved, and there's place for everyone, and people are not feeling like lesser human beings, less than. This is the tragedy. People are made to feel less than, and it can happen in their own family, of course. All right, so we're dedicating, and to the people in the Syrian prisons, this hellhole on earth. So we offer this zikr, please Allah, please intensify, empower the light and love of the zikr Allah to reach all the hearts in need, O Allah, and to transform the hearts from darkness to light, to serve your purpose of bringing creation from darkness to light.